Welcome to one of antiquity's most urgent philosophical voices, Epictetus Discourses, Book I, by Epictetus and Robert F. Dobbin, a text that can genuinely change how you respond to everything life throws at you. Here is the surprising part. Its author never wrote a single word of it. Epictetus was a Greek philosopher of the 1st and early 2nd centuries CE, born in Hierapolis in Phrygia, in what is now Pamukkale, Turkey. Robert F. Dobbin was an American scholar born in New York City in 1958, whose Penguin Classics translation brought this living voice to modern readers. Epictetus was born around 50 CE into slavery in Hierapolis, Phrygia, and became one of the most influential Stoic teachers in the Roman world. While still enslaved to Epaphroditus, a freedman of Emperor Nero, he was permitted to study under the Stoic teacher Musonius Rufus. He eventually gained his freedom and established a philosophical school in Nicopolis, Greece. His teaching years spanned the reigns of Domitian, Nerva, and Trajan, a period of real political danger and imperial tyranny. Domitian's expulsion of philosophers from Rome around 89 CE likely drove Epictetus to Nicopolis. There he attracted students from across the Roman world, many of them young men of the upper classes preparing for public careers. Epictetus left no writings of his own. Everything attributed to him was recorded by his student Arrian of Nicomedia. Arrian compiled notes from actual classroom sessions into what we now call the Discourses. Dobbin argues these were not polished treatises, but transcriptions of live teaching, spontaneous, blunt, and always aimed at transforming the student. The philosophical core of Epictetus's teaching rests on one foundational distinction: what is up to us and what is not up to us. What falls within our power includes our judgments, desires, and aversions, governed by what he calls proheresis, the faculty of rational choice. According to Dobbin, virtually all human suffering arises from confusing these two categories and treating external things as genuine goods or evils. Epictetus organizes his teaching around three practical disciplines: the discipline of desire and aversion, the discipline of impulse and action toward others, and the discipline of assent. The discipline of assent concerns how one evaluates the impressions that arise in the mind before accepting them. Together, these three fields form a structured curriculum moving from inner desire outward to social life and finally to how we assess reality itself. What makes the Discourses philosophically powerful is not just their content, but their method. Epictetus consistently presses students to examine the gap between their stated beliefs and their actual behavior. He insists that philosophy practiced only as intellectual exercise is mere decoration. He draws on the Socratic tradition: no one errs willingly. People act badly because they hold false beliefs about what is beneficial. The cure, as Epictetus sees it, is rigorous training of the mind to examine impressions before assenting to them. Progress is not measured by argumentative skill, but by real changes in desire, aversion, and emotional response. According to Dobbin, a person genuinely advancing in philosophy will blame no one, complain about nothing, and accuse no one. This demanding, therapeutic vision aims at nothing less than the complete transformation of character. The goal is to become a free, rational, and virtuous human being. The Discourses apply this framework to concrete situations: how to behave before a tyrant, how to respond to insults, and how to handle illness or poverty. Epictetus argues that happiness must never be made contingent on external outcomes. The author contends that this is not passive resignation, but an active, disciplined reorientation of attention toward what one can genuinely control. The influence of the Discourses extends far beyond antiquity, shaping later Stoic revival movements and Christian moral theology. Modern cognitive and behavioral approaches to psychology also carry clear traces of Epictetus's core ideas. The text's reach across centuries confirms what Dobbin recognized: this living classroom voice still teaches.